AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Like many people, President Biden is waiting to learn what the jury decides in Minneapolis in the trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin.
I'm praying the verdict is the right verdict.
At the White House, the president says he spoke to the family of George Floyd.
They're a good family, and they're calling for peace and tranquility, no matter what that verdict is.
Jury deliberations have started in Minnesota. There are worries of possible violence once the verdicts are read. Shots were fired in New York at a supermarket on Long Island.
We probably had a couple of hundred shoppers in the store at the time.
Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder says three workers were shot inside a manager's office. One of them died.
The deceased is a male, approximately 49 years of age. The other two victims are at area hospitals right now. They are conscious and alert.
So far, no arrests on Long Island. The EU's European Medicines Agency says the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine should have a warning label.
These blood clotting disorders are very rare side effects of the vaccine.
Dr. Sabine Strauss reiterated the vaccine's benefits outweigh the risks. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is extending travel restrictions that make it mandatory for air travelers to quarantine in a hotel at their own expense when they arrive in Canada. A top U.S. general for the Middle East tells Congress it will be extremely difficult, but not impossible, for the U.S. to find, track, and take out counterterrorism threats in Afghanistan once all American troops are withdrawn. A team of outside law enforcement agencies and city officials are launching separate investigations into the forceful arrest of a 73-year-old Colorado woman with dementia who left a store without paying for about $14 of items last year. Karen Garner filed a federal lawsuit last week challenging her arrest, which was captured on body camera video in June. Earnings reports have stocks lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. Subaru is recalling nearly 875,000 cars and SUVs. They can stall, or a rear suspension part can fall off.
The stalling recall covers more than 466,000 Crosstrek SUVs from 2018 and 2019 and Impreza cars from 2017 through 2019. The company says in government documents that a computer can power the ignition coil after the car is shut off. Dealers will update the software, replace ignition coils if necessary, and install a new front exhaust pipe. That recall starts May 28th. The suspension recall that begins May 14th affects more than 400,000 2018 and 2019 Crosstreks and 2019 Foresters. I'm Shelley Ampler.
A source tells the AP Chelsea is preparing to tell the Super League it wants out of the plan to form a breakaway soccer league. Chelsea was one of six English clubs, along with three elite teams from Spain and Italy, who signed on to the Super League. Ed Donahue, AP News.